Good morning, Sean.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
How is it the 9th annual walk and run for Cheryl's Run already? Where's time going?
Where is time going? I can't believe it's been 9 years.
September 20th at Laurier Park in Edmonton. We'll get you those details in just a moment. First off, I have to say good morning to Maury Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so much for coming in. Let's talk about where the money goes from Cheryl's Run, and that's the Owosthesik program over at the Stollery Children's Hospital. Maybe you can tell us about the program and what it exactly is you do there.
First off, I want to say thank you to Cheryl's Run for honoring and sponsoring Owosthesik Indigenous Health Program. Also want to thank the Stollery Children's Foundation for the ongoing support and recognition of the work being done. Without continued support for Cheryl's Run, from Cheryl's Run, the Stollery Foundation, and all of the other amazing donors, the Owosthesik Indigenous Health Program would not be able to do what it does. Your donations allow us to grow as a program and meet the needs and the challenges of our families face even more. So my name is Maury Lynn. I am a Métis woman with Scottish and Irish back heritage. I reside in Treaty 6 territory, Métis Nation of Alberta, Region 4. The Owosthesik Indigenous Health Program's journeys began in January 2016. The Owosthesik Indigenous Health Program is the first and only Indigenous pediatric hospital program in Canada. Owosthesik Indigenous Health Program aims to provide targeted support to Indigenous children and their families, especially those who live in rural and remote communities. To align with the program's belief that Indigenous voices provide Indigenous solutions, it was developed from community voices gathered via talking circles hosted in various Albertan communities from 2017 to 2019. Over the past 7 years, Owosthesik team serves and supported thousands of Indigenous children and have developed and maintained tight-knit relationships with a number of Indigenous communities. Originally, we were a team of two, and now we are 11 Indigenous staff, including two registered nurses, three social workers, a cultural advisor, administrative assistant, two child and family engagement coordinators, a research and evaluator coordinator, and a Owosthesik team lead.
It's grown a lot over the past few years, like a lot.
It has.
That's fantastic. And it's events like Cheryl's Run that help that.
It does. Yes, absolutely. Without the, like I said, without the amazing donations from donors like you and fundraisers, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So thank you.
All right. So let's talk about the run, Norma. And it's going to be a busy, busy day. The 9th annual walk and run, because you can walk or you can run.
You can walk or you can run.
Laurier Park.
You can crawl.
I think I've done that towards the end.
Yeah.
September 20th. Give us all the details.
Okay. So our run is on Saturday, September 20th in Laurier Park, which is in the heart of the Edmonton River Valley. It's family oriented. We'll have a 5K run and walk, a 10K run. And then we have our little mini obstacle kids run. And that's sponsored by Hide and Seek. The kids obstacle run goes the duration of the whole event, and they can do it over and over and over again.
They do.
It's really a lot of fun. It has like balance beams and tire flips. It's just fun for the kids. The warm-ups are done by Planet Fitness. And then we have Pursuit of Motion Physiotherapy giving out free massages. There's going to be Cookies by George at the finish line. And this year we're going to have SYC Brewery handing out refreshing non-alcoholic beverages.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's the first time. And we're really kind of looking forward to that. And then again, we'll have our purple pierogi lunch. We've had that every year the last 9 years. And then we'll have some extra treats and swag items from some of our sponsors, which include, of course, the River Cree and the Owosthesik program. One family is going to walk away with a birthday package worth about $300 from Hide and Seek. And we'll also have day passes to hand out to the kids from Hide and Seek.
Oh, cool.
The Stollery Bear is going to be there. He's going to be handing out high fives and cheering runners as they head out onto the course. And then, of course, can't forget our top fundraising prize.
Which, yeah, I'm curious. Should I sit down or?
Yeah, you better sit.
Because it's always a big one.
It's a big one. So our top fundraising prize is a trip for two to Yellowknife. Courtesy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Canadian North Airlines gives us this trip every year. And the Explorer Hotel up in Yellowknife, they get to stay there. And then they get to go hunt the Northern Lights with North Star Adventures, which is 100% Indigenously owned company.
Fantastic. Wow. Yeah. And that's for the top fundraiser.
That's the top fundraiser. Well, I'll have a couple of other fundraising prizes for those runner-ups.
Okay.
Like a Greer, I don't know how to say that, electronic cart donated by Shoppers Drug Mart out in Century Crossing in Spruce Grove. and then a deluxe car detailing package. That's worth about $500 or $600 from West Edmonton Mall Toyota. So yeah, so let's get out there, support that Awasisic program, and come out and we'll have some fun.
Okay, somebody's listening right now. They want to take part. 9th annual Cheryl's Run, Laurier Park, September 20th. Where can they register? When can they start getting all the fundraising together? Where do they go?
Okay, so yeah, so go to our website, which is cherylsrun.com.
Okay.
And then you can follow the links to register there. And then the fundraising links are all on that that website there.
And take it from somebody who's done this run a few times. It's a beautiful run right along the river. It's a bunch of great people. You have a great time. There's smiles everywhere.
Yeah, the fall leaves are falling.
Oh, yeah, and you leave, you know, your heart's full because you did something good.
Exactly.
And you're seeing a program that's doing good continue.
And you're supporting a program that is extremely important to our families, not just here in Edmonton, but across Alberta, the north, and beyond.
Fantastic. Yeah. Ladies, looking forward to it. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Sean. And you know what? Thank you for being our media sponsor. We are just so grateful to you
guys. Happy
to
help out. You know that. Absolutely. Yeah.